to invite Robert Lane, Chairman and CEO of Deere & Company. Robert assumed his current position in the company in the year 2000 after a stellar career coming up through the ranks. And of course, those green John Deere tractors are seen and all the other machinery associated with them are seen in every country of the world. They have played a significant part down the generations to the production of food for the world. So, Robert, we're delighted you're here with us, and I invite you to share your thoughts with us.
Thank you for that gracious and kind introduction. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to be in St. Louis this morning, the gateway to the western United States and the heart of one of the great production regions of the world. Congratulations to the World Agricultural Forum organizers for addressing a most timely and important topic. We are currently experiencing a truly unique period for global agriculture, one posing enormous challenges, but one that has, as has already been said, significant opportunities as well. The overall theme of this Congress is creating prosperity through investment in agriculture. That is achieving sustainable economic development through a basic sector of many economies to improve diets, incomes, and living standards across the vast reaches of the world. And a challenge all the more difficult because this prosperity must be sustainable. Creating prosperity is always a challenge for many reasons. Creating prosperity from agriculture is an even greater challenge because it involves overcoming increasingly serious resource constraints. To produce nutritious food and fiber, and one that continues to grow as the global population grows. As you know, the United Nations says global population will increase from 6.5 billion to 8 billion by 2025, more than 20%, and to more than 9.1 billion by 2050, nearly 40%. Meeting these needs will require us to double food production over this period. Just imagine, on top of our need now to improve diets for 2 billion people, we will need to feed 2.5 billion new people, almost another India and another China. The new and growing demand component reflects global economic growth and its capacity to change the economic profile of large developing countries dramatically. Such trends have extremely important implications for agriculture because they support the growth of emerging middle-class consumers on many continents of the world who can not only increase food consumption but increase diets as well, trends that are expected to continue for the foreseeable future. Meeting these demands implies the use of far more agricultural resources than if current levels continue. But while the challenge of producing food for growing market remains, the new news, tomorrow's additional challenge, reflects that agriculture is also providing pathways to both cleaner air and energy diversification. These ideas have taken hold at an astonishing pace in response to terrorism and higher energy costs and to growing evidence of climate change. And already a new, strong, and rapidly growing market has emerged in several parts of the world. Today, Brazil utilizes just over one half of the sugarcane output from 7.2 million hectares to produce some 20.5 billion liters of ethanol. The EU already has some 120 biodiesel plants in production with an annual capacity over 6 million tons. There are now biofuel programs in Japan, China, and India, Indonesia, and elsewhere throughout the region. In the United States, ethanol output continues to expand dramatically. Output already fast approaches the 7.5 billion gallon target set for 2012. These visions of greater energy diversity and cleaner fuel are increasingly confronting real, immediate constraints. Arable land is scarce, competition for water is growing, and capital has many competing uses. And we must be ever more concerned about agriculture's impact on the environment while simultaneously developing farming practices that foster sustainability. Clearly, the challenges that now confront our industry and all of global society are well reflected in the theme of this Congress. These challenges link agriculture, food, abundance and prosperity, and are underlined by the additional challenge of rapid change. How do we provide the additional products needed from the land? Growing volumes over time with increasing quality expectations. Even though resource constraints have become more pressing, while issues of environmental quality and sustainability assume higher priorities. We know that change, enormous fundamental adjustments, increasingly will be required to meet the growing needs of the future. In fact, we probably cannot meet our goals, cannot, with existing constraints. In the words of the Congress organizers, we may need to, quote, revolutionize the global system, end quote. And in many respects, we are already on our way. This is not an unprecedented circumstance in historical terms. It is instructive to remember that only a few decades ago, the specter of famine often stalked India and many other nations as well. The Green Revolution was a technology-based answer to a series of challenges, a still compelling demonstration of science and capital applied to human needs. Agriculture has not lost its capacity to meet such challenges, and it can help meet future energy needs just as it once mobilized to provide food. We are, even now, moving forward, although the path is not yet fully clear. But it is clear that achieving greater prosperity while addressing growing societal problems will require sustained and sustainable economic expansion. By now, the basic recipe for economic development is generally known. The necessary ingredients are familiar, even though their assembly and the actual application almost always proves difficult. The essential aspects will include, one, the right mix of economic policies and regulations to create an environment conducive to business meeting customers' needs and to business investment for the good of society. That means open markets, transparent systems, free flow of capital, and information underlain always by real competition. Technological innovation is the second. It is the time-tested foundation for success in avoiding the resource limits that Thomas Malthus first anticipated nearly 250 years ago when he compared growth trends for population and food supplies. Meeting the challenge before us will require technological breakthroughs, to be sure. And while there are no guarantees, we know they are much more likely in open economies with attractive incentives than enclosed ones. Experience has shown that when these conditions occur, investors are attracted, and the requisite capital for productive facilities and infrastructure materializes, accompanied by advanced technology and management practices. In this vision, a proper business setting will provide sufficient incentives for rapid technological advancements, for renewable fuels, as an example. It will also help us become more efficient and better utilize the resources we already have and to mobilize the capital needed for infrastructure development. Such a setting will provide the economic incentives the global agricultural system needs to be able to meet the 21st century needs for food, fiber, and fuel more fully and in a more sustainable way than it mobilized to meet 20th century needs for food and fiber. When appropriate economic returns can be realized, opportunities are found in the challenges, and workable solutions to the looming problems are devised. As the world's leading equipment manufacturer, we are doing business in more than 110 countries. Almost 40% of our revenues from this part of our business come from outside the United States, and about 40% of our over 46,000 employees work outside the United States. Thus, we are grappling with these issues, these very issues, every day. Given the environment of global agriculture today, perhaps the most dynamic it has ever been, what are Deere's key interests? How do we see our opportunities today? Allow me to share a bit of our thinking with you. First is continued productivity improvement for our customer base. Growth in farmer productivity is essential to profitability and competitiveness. And agriculture becomes more competitive as it becomes more globally interdependent every year. So we strive to continually improve our products and services to enhance farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. Technological innovations are central to our efforts, as reflected in new electronics, computer applications, engine efficiencies, global positioning systems, etc. In fact, Deere invests about $2 million daily in research and development to improve our products. Continuing investments in improved productivity. We aim for performance that endures. Now, we are heavily focused on ascertaining what the emerging renewable fuels market will require of us. Perhaps new generation crop production systems, as better genetics greatly expand yields. And we are looking ahead to the cellulosics ethanol era, which may require new kinds of machines to cultivate, harvest, process, and move high-volume cellulosic biomass. And perhaps, not surprisingly, we are helping our customers reap the benefit of the wind, which blows over their lands in abundance. With an investment to date of over $1 billion, we now offer what we call the community wind model to engage all key stakeholders in project development in rural areas. We agree with the forum organizers that water availability is a growing challenge as the competition between urban and industrial and agricultural uses becomes increasingly intense. As I'm sure all of us know, many individuals and families around the world desperately need fresh water for their daily needs. Thus, the economic pressure for more efficient use, management, and conservation of water will continue to grow. Last June, we took our first step in this area by acquiring a leading irrigation management systems company with a growing global presence. Environmental degradation has been a focus for some time. Climate change is a more recent threat. In fact, because green is a societal issue today, it is a global business issue. We are very involved, both in minimizing any adverse environmental impact in our operations and helping our customers worldwide with effective solutions to environmental problems. We provide efficient engines to meet emission standards while lowering fuel requirements. We offer appropriate tillage and efficient irrigation equipment, and we encourage low-impact farming practices. That, in part, is why we are a member of the U.S. Climate Action Partnership and an Environmental Protection Agency climate leader. The coming agricultural challenges are global in scope and will demand mobilization of resources globally. We manufacture appropriately sized and designed tractors and implements in countries such as Brazil, Mexico, India, and China, among other places, and we sell products into some 50 markets now. We are also constructing comprehensive supply systems, dealer networks, credit facilities, and parts distribution depots across South America, the former Soviet Union, India, Africa, and throughout Asia. These are some of the priority activities and special interests of Deere today. Although we have been in business for 170 years, we think of ourselves as on the cusp of a new era of meeting the world's needs. I was recently in Africa, and there was a classic example of globalization. Tractors from two other continents, made by Deere in India and Mexico, were there on the third continent of Africa to help the local farmer grow grapes to compete against the wines of even New Zealand and Europe on still other continents. This is not unusual. Deere today sells combines made in East Moline, Illinois, to customers in Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan, Chinese-made combines to customers in the Middle East, Brazilian-made combines to European customers. Increased economic openness has been a key driver of global growth in the past 15 years and is highly beneficial to our customers. But there are still many barriers that limit trade and increase costs. Multilateral trade negotiations, the Doha Development Agenda, has been underway now for almost 6 years. A key part of the right economic policy mix I mentioned earlier is pulling down these barriers to trade. And we hope in the form of a rapid conclusion to the round with a robust, ambitious agreement. I cannot emphasize enough, such an agreement is not out of reach, although it is threatened. Its completion would be enormously helpful in meeting the challenges to global agriculture that we are discussing here today. As we review and analyze the dynamics of global agriculture, we can focus on the challenges and the resource limitations, or we can focus on the opportunities and the opportunities to overcome the constraints. I urge we opt for the latter. New growing markets for food and fuel mean new opportunities for agricultural resources, including producers themselves. At the same time, the new investment implies increased efficiency throughout the value chain. It offers real promise that as the agricultural system responds, They can become much more attractive development engines, a truly promising concept, and one not widely appreciated. And then, as been already suggested this morning, our aspirations should be even higher than they are. Creating prosperity means going beyond just minimally meeting the food and fuel needs. Creating prosperity is a big step up from just avoiding famine. The concept implies the potential for more people to actually enjoy prosperity. At John Deere, we call this concept human flourishing. And we have dedicated ourselves to make this happen and are delighted to join with you. The global agricultural industry, led by many of the very people attending this Congress, has a unique opportunity in the near future. Since we know what to do and how to do it, what more is required for progress that is both tangible and soon? One still missing element is political resolve to create and embed the conditions necessary to enable the system to respond. Perhaps the best hope is that politicians and other leaders realize the opportunity now exists to utilize agriculture as a powerful engine for faster and sustainable economic development. Please let me commend the Congress organizers again for reflecting the current situation that food, fiber, and fuel and the demands of the global agricultural system have begun to grow immensely, just as production constraints have become ever more binding. We at Deere are already engaged in these challenges, and we welcome the opportunity to work cooperatively with all of you around the world towards a sustained global agricultural prosperity now and for future generations. Thank you for your kind attention, and please make this forum the great beginning that it can be for all of us.